He'd go out in the woods and have them to cut down a sassafras tree. Mm-hmm. You've heard of sassafras. Mm-hmm. All right. And he'd hew that out, make a trough. Mm-hmm. And this nigga told me that my grandfather would have, we killed bees and hogs, had plenty of meat. And he'd cook up a big pot of that meats and potatoes and such as that. And then he'd put it in the trough. Well, these little nigger boys, little niggers, he said, yeah, sure. Says, Marcelli couldn't hardly hold us back. Said, we just ran to go. And he said, wait, don't you make come back here. And says, when he got ready, all of it in the trough, he'd turn them loose. But he had them. The faces and hands was washed clean and all. They didn't use no spoon or cup. They got in there and eat it with the hands out of that trough. And that nigga, old nigga Moore told me, he's got Moore after the Moore's name. He said, sir, we're the fattest little greasiest niggas in the country.
What about on the barrel, the thing that runs around to hold the wood in place? You call that
the hole of wood in place on what?
On a barrel.
That's the hoops. Uh-huh. That's the iron hoops.
What about, say if you bought some apples nowadays, the grocer would put them in a...
You buy them by the barrel. Uh-huh. One bad apple ruined the whole barrel. But later on, we used to buy $1 worth of apples every Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Because it's 5 boys and 2 girls, 3 girls, and then Mama raised 2 of her nieces. Mm-hmm. And so that crowd, we was growing, you know, and eating and lots of exercise. And, mm-hmm. But we used to buy apple, but we had an apple orchard, Lord have mercy, and made cider mm-hmm. by the gallons, mm-hmm. apple cider. Mm-hmm. And we used to give it around to the kin folks and all. Mm-hmm. And then we make it about twice. That finger, both of those fingers been through a cider mill. I was a kid, my brother John was killed in the First World War. We was washing the cider mill and had a rag, and he turned that thing and pulled it right in there, and I looked funny and hollered, and he backed it right out.
Mm. What about the thing that feed used to come in?
Feed, uh-huh. always mostly in sacks.
What'd you call
them? Toe sacks. Toe sacks.
Mm-hmm. And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you'd stick in a
cork.
And a musical instrument that you'd play like this.
Flute?
Well, just a small thing. You'd blow in it.
Oh. Oh, what you call that thing? Pig something. There's a little short one. Mm-hmm. And then there's a, I don't know what the exact name of that flute. Piccolo.
Well, no, something that you just blow on, you move it back.
Oh, that talking, but you're talking about a French harp.
Uh-huh.
Then there was a, then there's a another thing that my mother used to play.
Mm-hmm.
Put up here and hit it like that and blow. And Tom, my brother that just passed away, about 10 days ago, he sure could play one, play them both. He'd, mm-hmm. he'd get on a Friday afternoon exercise, and he says, hey, boy, says, let me see. He'd horses, give him 10 ears of corn, 2 bundle of pot, and put the rest up what he couldn't get, and then he'd play that thing, or blow it home that away. And he'd get on, he'd kind of clown, you know, mm-hmm. for him.
Did you ever hear that called a juice?
Juice harp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a juice harp. He beat it this way. Uh-huh. Oh, blow on it. My mother could play one.